Let's go next to Libya, where the war has affected every part of life. Libya was a country where many foreigners came to work, from American engineers to North Korean doctors to Egyptian laborers. Most foreigners have fled, if they can, but one Chinese family is trying to hang on. They run a restaurant in Tripoli. They once served Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam. Today, NATO airstrikes and gun-toting thugs tend to cut down on the number of people eating out. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson sent us this item from her reporter's notebook.
It takes a week of nudging Libyan officials for NPR and the Washington Post to get permission to go to Al Maida restaurant. A government minder and driver are assigned to tag along. They aren't keen on Chinese food or the Asian pop music playing in the restaurant, so after a quick look around to make sure we aren't secretly meeting anyone for an interview, they head back to the van. Washington Post reporter Ernesto Londonio orders carryout for a couple of hungry colleagues stuck back at the Rixus Hotel.
So one sweet and sour?
Yes.
One cashew chicken?
Yes.
Can it be spicy?
Yes, spicy.
Okay. And steamed rice?
Steamed rice.
And spring rolls?
Sorry, excuse me. How many pieces?
2 people.
Restaurant owner Dai Sung Shan beams as her son jots down the order. One or two customers are all she can count on these days. They are usually journalists seeking to escape the lackluster cuisine of the hotel they are confined to by the Libyan government. Dai is proud of her waterfront restaurant, which is decorated with red lanterns, a statue of the Chinese god of wealth and fortune, and a much larger picture of Muammar Gaddafi adorn the front hall. The 55-year-old says she first came to Tripoli in 2004 to open a clothing store for women, but she says she found Libyan women too big for Chinese fashions, so she decided to go into the restaurant business. Her dishes reflect the cuisine of her native Zhejiang province along China's eastern coast. She serves no pork or alcohol in keeping with Libya's Islamic laws. Dai had high hopes for this place. Her family spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to rent and renovate it earlier this year. A month later, the war broke out.
If I left, I would lose everything I have here. So I gritted my teeth and decided to wait and see what would happen. I didn't know it would drag on for so long. The uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt were over in a couple of months.
3 other Chinese restaurants in Tripoli have since closed. Even Dai's spotless kitchen is shuttered until the journalists call. Then the cooks spring into action. The food is surprisingly good, considering that ingredients are hard to come by with a growing food and fuel shortage in Libya. One of the restaurant's fans is Wang Yugyo, a correspondent for China Central Television who was on assignment in Tripoli.
Comparing with the food in China, I think is in the middle but upper, a little bit upper. So I'm very interested, I'm satisfied.
Wang notes that Chinese people often operate restaurants in war zones. He says the owner of the Golden Key Chinese restaurant in Kabul told him it's because he can make a lot of money when there is no competition. Still, Tripoli restaurant owner Dai says she doesn't know how much longer she can hold on if business doesn't pick up. She says she's already had to lay off 6 of her 15 staff members. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News.